Well, drought has brought Arizona's largest reservoirs to historic lows, and the state's wildfires are getting bigger and hotter. The falling reservoirs and giant smoke plumes are large-scale indicators of what climate change might look like in Arizona. But climate change can ripple through smaller parts of the ecosystem as well. KJZZ's Ron Dungan reports.
When the birds arrive, they're in pretty bad shape. Many are casualties of drought, arriving in late spring or early summer, when temperatures rise and waterholes go dry. The drought has been hard in Arizona's raptors, and this year was no exception. But it's not just drought, says Kenneth Jacobson of Arizona Game and Fish. It's the hotter temperatures. A crowded bird's nest can get uncomfortable in triple-digit heat.
They're just literally just baking in the nest sometimes if there's not enough shade or water.
So they jump before they're ready to fly or feed themselves.
On the positive side, they generally have enough feathers that they're able to flap and kind of glide to the ground instead of hitting the ground and sustaining any injuries.
That's Mags, an owl who came into Wild at Heart Rescue as a youngster. He was a sick bird when he came in, with complications that made release out of the question. He stands in the doorway of a small kennel while Bob Fox, a co-founder of the rescue, talks about caring for birds of prey.
The drought really affects us because, again, if there's no water out, it cuts down the number of prey animals available. So it's a very bad cycle. So if a young bird comes out of the nest, is not able to hunt because of a lack of prey, they get weak, they're down, and then they end up brought in here.
It's not just drought that sends these birds to rehabilitation centers like this one in Cave Creek. They are brought in when they run into power lines, when they are hit by cars or poisoned or shot, or when a developer starts to clear land. The young are fed, cared for, and put in flight pens where they build up strength.
We get a lot of hawks and owls that the nests have been damaged, destroyed. Parents have been killed, so we get a lot of nestlings and young fledglings that haven't learned to hunt properly yet.
A converted garage at the shelter serves as a treatment area. When the birds are stable, they are moved to outside aviaries, where older birds recover and young birds learn to fly.
Then we provide live rodents where they can start to learn the process of actually hunting.
A raptor will eat hundreds, even thousands, of rats or mice in a lifetime.
It is instinctive, but like anything else, it takes skill and practice. We want to make sure that they are very able to succeed in the wild. We're going to give them the best chance possible.
Rats and mice are placed in the aviaries where the birds can get them. Beth Edwards takes me on a tour.
The hunting, killing, eating all the mice that we give them over several days during a 2-week period. That's a typical Harris hawk. Then we know they're safe to release.
It's too hot to release the birds near Phoenix in the summer. The rescue has about a dozen barred owls ready to fly on their own, and about a dozen Harris's hawks. One of the aviaries has several burrowing owls. The owls are often pushed out of their homes by development. In a typical year, they rescue a couple hundred. The owls can be safely transferred, but it's a time-consuming process.
So the relocation program is very successful, but there's more and more land that's being developed. These guys are getting squeezed out.
The grocery bill for all these birds is high.
Our annual food budget for the over 800 birds that we take in every year is close to $200,000.
Most of the money comes from donations. Much of the work is done by volunteers. For volunteer Steve Thomas, it's a labor of love.
You know, you see them soaring and diving, and just the fact that they can fly is just something that, you know, I mean, man, I think has always wanted to do.
The drought has been hard on the birds, but many can be saved.
We just like giving them another chance at being able to live out their life in the wild if we can.
Autumn is here, and Wild at Heart had dozens of birds ready for release when I toured the facility. Some have already been released. This will make room for more birds, and if the hotter, drier conditions persist, more will come. Ron Dungan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.